Christmas is just past.
圣诞节是庆祝耶稣的诞生。
Christmas was to celebrate Jesus' birthday.
神成为人。
God became man.
这是一件好消息。
This is a good news.
这是个令人兴奋的事情。
And it's an exciting news.
耶稣的诞生。
Jesus' birth.
和神救赎历史是有关系。
Has relationship with God's redemptive history.
但是救赎历史，但是诞生不是这个救赎历史的最高潮。
But the birth is not the climax of this redemptive history.
也不是这个救赎历史的中心点。
Nor is it the focal point.
救赎的高潮中心点乃是耶稣的上十字架。
The climax and the focal point of the redemptive history is the cross of Jesus.
诞生是个起点。
A birth is the beginning point.
到了十字架是个终点。
And the cross is the end point.
为什么耶稣要上十字架？
Why did Jesus go on the cross?
圣经里面讲过好几次。
The Bible told us many times.
我们今天看 一段经文就好。
Today we'll look at one passage.
今天我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
第四章第十节。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
约翰一书第四章第十节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 10.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins.
神在十字架上最清楚地彰显他对你的爱，对我的爱。
God demonstrated most clearly his love for us on the cross.
所以圣诞节虽然刚刚过去，
so even though Christmas is just past,
我们马上提到耶稣的被钉十字架，
and we mentioned Jesus nailed on the cross.
这不是一件扫兴的事，
this is not like raining on your parade,
而是一件令人感激的事，
and yet it is something that we should be thankful for.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，
because he became the propitiation for our sins.
今天的经文里面有四个大点。
Today in this scripture passage are four points.
我们要一点一点的来看。
And we'll look at each one of them.
我们先看第一大点。
The first main point.
他的预言被应验。
His prophecies are fulfilled.
特别或者是有关耶稣的预言被应验。
In other words, the prophecies concerning Jesus are fulfilled.
这是十七节到十八节，我们先看。
This is found in verses 17 to 18.
我们在读这段经文的时候，
When we are reading this passage,
有时候你觉得哇，这只是个历史上的故事而已。
Sometimes maybe you think this is just a historical narrative.
但是如果你注意看的话，
But if you pay attention,
里面一些细节，
You notice some details,
把神的话语全部应验出来。
That will fulfill all of God's prophecies.
我们看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来。
They took Jesus therefore, and he went out bearing his own cross.
请注意哈，我们中文说出来。
In Chinese says, he went out.
换句话是他自动的走。
It shows that he went willingly.
不是被人家这个逼着走。
He wasn't forced to go out.
许多犯人在这种情形之下会反抗不肯走。
Many prisoners in this circumstance would struggle and won't go.
需要被打被踢才肯走。
They need to be whipped or they'd be kicked before they
move. 但是耶稣自愿的走。
But Jesus went out willingly.
这应验了圣经上的一句话。
And this fulfilled a saying in the Bible.
请你用手一个单子夹住约翰福音十九章，我们常常回来。
Please keep your place in John 19 and we'll come back to it later.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
五十三章第七节。
Chapter 53 verse 7.
以赛亚书五十三章第七节。
Isaiah 53 verse 7.
他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。形容这只羊没有反抗的。
And this describes that this sheep did not struggle.
耶稣这个时候也没有反抗。
And Jesus did not struggle either.
回到约翰福音十九章。
Let's go back to John 19.
说耶稣背着自己的十字架。
And Jesus bearing his own cross.
这是当时的规矩。
This is a custom of that day.
一个死刑犯要背着那个死刑的工具。
That penalty, a prisoner has to bear his own instrument of execution.
那么这件事情似乎只回到旧约里面一位人物。
This seemed to point back to Old Testament character.
哪一位人物？
Which person?
你还记得以撒吧？
Do you remember Isaac?
亚伯兰要把他献祭。
Abraham was going to offer him up as a sacrifice.
用火把他烧掉。
To burn him as a sacrifice.
创世纪告诉我们。
And Genesis told us.
以撒背着那个木材要烧他的木材跟亚伯拉罕一起去。
That Isaac carried the wood that was going to be used to burn him. He carried it himself.
以撒是个很好的耶稣的一种英文叫 type.
Isaac is a very good type of Jesus.
我们继续看19章。
Let's continue with verse 17 of chapter 9.
到了一个地方叫库鲁地，希伯来话叫哥哥他。
To a place called the place of the skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha.
哥哥他是个小山丘。
Golgotha is a little hill.
今天已经没有人能肯定这个小山丘究竟在什么地方。
Today nobody can determine its location.
但是中文说库鲁地或独楼地。
But in Chinese it says the place of skull.
换句话，这个外貌看起来像个人的头骨。
In other words, this place on the exterior looks like a skull, a person.
到了十八节前边
In the first part of verse 18,
他们就在那里钉他在十字架上
There they crucified him.
我们知道十字架是处死人的方式当中最可怕最令人羞耻的一件事
We know that the cross is the instrument of execution that is the most horrible and brings much, much shame.
这种死刑听说是从波斯这个地方开始的
This kind of method of executionwas started in Persia.
然后传到慢慢传到罗马人的手中。
And gradually passed on into the hands of the Romans.
罗马人是非常有工程头脑的。
And the Romans were very good engineers.
他们把这种方式把它改良得更好。
They improved on this method.
怎么叫改良得更好？
How did they improve?
延长这个犯人死亡的时间。
So they extended the time of the prisoner before he died.
也就是延长他受苦的时间。
And that is to extend the time of the suffering.
因为这种处死方式这么的可怕。
Because this is such a horrible way of execution.
平常他们不用在罗马公民的身上。
Usually they won't use it on a Roman citizen.
只有用在一个对政府那种叛乱暴动的分子身上。
But rather used on somebody who rebel against the government, the insurrectionist.
约翰在这里没有仔细形容这个十字架的可怕。
John did not describe in detail the horribleness of this crucifixion.
约翰只是简单的说，钉他在十字架。
He just simply said he was crucified.
这件事有应验了耶稣自己讲的话。
And this event also fulfilled what Jesus said himself.
我们看约翰福音三章十四到十五节。
Let's turn to John chapter 3 verses 14 to 15.
约翰福音三章十四到十五节。
John 3, 14 to 15.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。我们看八章二十八节。
Let's look at chapter 8 verse 28.
八章二十八节。
Chapter 8 verse 28.
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话，乃是照着父所教训我的。再看十二章三十二节。
Let's look at chapter 12, verse 32.
十二章三十二节。
12:32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。耶稣钉十字架应验了他自己的话语。
Jesus' crucifixion fulfilled his own words.
我们看到约翰福音十九章十八节后半边。
Let's look at second part of verse 18 of John chapter 19.
还有两个人和他一同盯着，一边一个，耶稣在中间。
And with him two other men, one on either side, and Jesus in between.
路加福音告诉我们说，这两个人都是强盗。
And the Gospel of Luke told us these two men were both criminals.
他们可能是那个出名的强盗巴拉巴的同党。
Maybe they belong to the gang of Barabbas, the famous criminal.
和两个强盗又被钉在一起。
And these two criminals were crucified with Jesus.
在人类眼中，这更是一件羞耻的事。
So in people's eyes, that's more shame for Jesus.
但是却应验了圣经上的话。
And yet this fulfilled God's word too.
我们回到以赛亚书五十三章。
Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书五十三章。
Isaiah 53.
我们看十二节。
We look at verse 12.
以赛亚书五十三章
Isaiah 53.
所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的军分掳狱，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也便列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯胎代求。他被列在这两个强盗罪犯当中。
He was numbered with the transgressors.
十七十八里面这些细节，我们看到神的话语的确被应验。
From verses 17 and 18 of John 19, we see God's words were all fulfilled.
但是还没有完，那我们跳到二十三节。
But that's not the end. Let's jump to verse 23.
二十三节，兵丁即将耶稣钉在十字架上。就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份。
The soldiers, therefore, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier.
当时钉十字架的这个小兵团平常有五个人。
In those days, for the detail of soldiers for crucifixion, there were usually four of them.
Okay, 前面一个是百夫长。
Starting up with the centurion,
后面跟着四个兵丁
followed by four soldiers.
而这四个兵丁呢
and these four soldiers,
把这个犯人钉死以后
after they crucified the prisoner,
他们可以拿着他的私人的衣服
they could take his, this criminal's personal clothing.
这个私人的衣服我们这边衣服其实不是一件外衣了
And this outer garments mentioned in the Bible is not just one clothing.
因为这个四人衣服平常有四件。
Usually there are four pieces to it.
第一件是他的头巾。
First is his turban.
第二件是他的外衣。
Second is his outer garment.
第三是他的腰带。
Third is his garment.
第四个是他的一双凉鞋。
And then lastly is the sandals.
所以这句话说不是把他衣服故意剪成四片每个人拿一片
So it doesn't mean that they took his clothing and cut it into four pieces.
而是这四个兵丁把他私人衣服的四部分每个人拿去一份
And but it's rather that they took the four of his personal clothing.
然后二十三节后半边说又拿他的里衣这件里衣原来没有缝儿是上下一边织成的他们就彼此说我们不要撕开只要沾灸看谁得着这要应验经上的话他们分了我的外衣为我的里衣沾灸兵丁果然做了这事
Verses 23b to 24
这个圣经节是记载在诗篇22篇18节
The scripture that's fulfilled was taken from Psalm Chapter 22, verse 18.
很奇怪，兵丁碰到他礼仪的时候，好，我们不要再分了，我们用沾灸了。
Very interestingly, when the soldiers came upon this tunic, they decided not to cut it up, but to cast lots for it.
他们就沾灸以后，这个礼仪被保全了。
But after they cast lots for it, this tunic was preserved whole.
你没看到弟兄姐妹，约翰在这边这样的描写。
Brothers and sisters, do you see how John describes here?
他说耶稣其实不是一个可怜的罪犯。
He is saying that Jesus is not a helpless criminal.
他无能为力，没有办法。
He could not do anything by himself.
他是一个高举的基督啊。
But he is the exalted Christ.
他自愿上十字架的。
He willingly went up to the cross.
因为这是神的旨意。
Because that's God's will.
所以经上的话会被应验。
And therefore, the words of the scripture were fulfilled.
神用人类历史上一个最邪恶的行动。
God used one of the most wicked actions in history.
来完成他为人类所准备的一个最大的好处。
To accomplish what has prepared the greatest benefits for human.
就是救恩。
And that is salvation.
救恩是他赐给人的恩典。
Salvation is the grace he gives man.
什么叫做恩典？
What is grace?
你怎么给恩典下定义？
How can you define grace?
这个定义是说我们不当得的神给了我们。
And definition of grace is that what we don't deserve, God gives to us.
我们不应当有的神给了我们。
What we don't deserve, God gives to us.
这个恩典让你和我今天可以得救。
This grace enables us to be saved today.
这个恩典在2000年前。
And this grace 2000 years ago.
同样的。
It's the same way,
在那个十字架上
on the cross,
救了两个犯人其中的一个
saved one of the two criminals who were nailed with him.
因为他要耶稣纪念他
because he wanted Jesus to remember him.
耶稣就纪念他
and so Jesus remembered him.
十字架第一个神的话语被应验
so the cross is that his, God's prophecies are fulfilled.
第二点
Secondly,
耶稣的位置被宣布出来。
Jesus' position is announced.
这是19节到22节。
This is from verses 19 to 22.
19节，比拉多用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上。
And Pilate wrote an inscription also and put it on the cross.
这也是当时的规矩。
This is one of those customs.
在这个犯人走到十字架之前呢。
When the criminal went before the cross,
写了一张牌子
and there's an inscription.
有时候是前面有一个人拿着这个牌子走
Sometimes there's a person carrying that inscription walking in front of him.
有时候这个牌子就挂在犯人的脖子上
Other times this inscription is hung around the neck of the criminal.
上面写着他的罪状
and with his charges listed.
这个目的是警告旁边的这些观众啊。
The purpose is to warn those onlookers.
你们不要犯这个罪。
Don't do this kind of thing.
不然你们会遭到同样的命运。
Or you have the same thing happen to you.
然后他说写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And it was written, Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews.
这是比拉多对这些他仇恨的大祭司。
This showed Pilate's hatred for the chief priest.
给他一个最后的讽刺。
This is his mockery for him.
他要说你看看你们这个 血淋淋遍体鳞伤的人、啊、
He said, look at this bloody person.
Okay, 这就是你们的王啊。
This is your king.
并且这个王是来自于你们很看不起的拿撒勒这个城市。
And moreover, your king came from the place Nazareth that is greatly despised by yourselves.
然后圣经上说他说因为是用希伯来罗马希利里三样 文字
and the Bible says that this inscription was written in Hebrew, Latin and Greek
这是当时罗马帝国内三大最主要的语言
these three languages were the most popular ones in the Roman Empire at that time
希伯来话是犹太人讲的
Hebrew was spoken by the Jews
罗马话呢
And the Roman language
是当时的政府和军队人士讲的
was spoken by the Roman government and the military.
希利尼文或希腊文呢
and Greek
是罗马帝国里面的通用话
was a popular language in the Roman Empire.
约翰要告诉我们
and John was telling us
耶稣死的时候
when Jesus died
虽然他被说是犹太人的王
even though he was called the king of the Jews
但他和犹太人这个地方之外的人都有关系的
but he really had a relationship with people outside of the Jewish race
既然这三种语言是罗马整个帝国里面最常用的三种语言
since these three languages were the popular languages in the Roman Empire at that time
神要每一个人知道
God wants everybody to know
耶稣不只是犹太人的救主
Jesus is not just the savior of the Jews.
耶稣也是罗马人的救主。
Jesus is also the savior of the Romans.
耶稣也是希腊人的救主。
Jesus is also the savior of the
Greeks. 耶稣是全世界人的救主。
Jesus is the savior of the whole world.
比拉多用这三种语言宣布耶稣的罪状。
Pilate used these three languages to declare the charges against Jesus.
他的本意是要让所有的人都知道一件事情。
His original intention was to let everybody know one thing.
你们不要反抗罗马。
Don't rebel against God.
不然你会遭到同样的对待。
Otherwise, the same thing will happen to you.
但神却用比拉多做了一个工具。
And yet God used Pilate as an instrument.
向全世人宣布耶稣是王。
To declare to the whole world that Jesus is King.
耶稣是人类的救主。
He is the Savior of all mankind.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说，不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。
And so the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, do not write the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews.
这些祭司们看出了比拉多的讽刺。
These chief priests were aware of Pilate's mockery.
比拉多啊，是他自己说的。
Pilate, he said it himself.
我们没有这样讲。
We didn't say that.
你要把这个事情澄清了。
You have to clarify this.
这个中间有很大的差别啊。
There's a great difference between these two.
他们知道比拉多故意在侮辱他们。
They knew that Pilate was deliberately insulting them.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
比拉多，我所写的我已经写上了。
Pilate answered, "What I've written, I have written."
比拉很不客气的回答。
He was not very polite.
比拉多知道你过去几天里面，你们紧紧的逼迫我。
Because he was thinking, in the past few days, you forced me.
你们要我做你们要的。
You wanted me to do what you want me to do.
现在是我反抗打击你们的好时候。
And now is my time to fight back.
我所写的我已经写上了。
What I've written, I've written.
我是不会再改的。
I won't change it.
第一，这是另外一个例子，弟兄姐妹们。
This is another example.
神可以用有罪的人。
God can use a sinner.
来完成他的旨意。
To accomplish his will.
犹太当局和比拉多他们两边都不相信耶稣是以色列人的王。
The Jewish people and Pilate, neither of them believe that Jesus is the king.
他们两边之间的憎恨是这么的深。
They have such deep hatred for each other.
以致比拉多会这样写在这个牌子上。
And that prompted Pilate to write those inscriptions.
宣布耶稣是犹太人的王。
Declaring that Jesus is king of the Jews.
耶稣的确是犹太人的王。
And Jesus indeed is the king of the Jews.
但他不只是犹太人的王。
But he's not just that.
圣经告诉我们他是万王之王，万主之主。
The Bible tells us he's the king of kings and the lord of lords.
因为有一天整个世界的情形将会像腓立比书所形容的。
Because one day the whole world will be described just like in Philippians.
看我们腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
第十到十一节。
Verses 10 to 11.
腓立比书第二章十到十一节。
Philippians 2 verses 10 to 11.
叫一切在地上的、天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
耶稣的位置将是世界上的王。
Jesus' position will be the king of the world.
我们看第三大点。
Let's look at third point.
他的人被照顾。
His own are cared for.
这是二十五节到二十七节。
This is from verses 25 to 27.
二十五节的话，你会看到提到四个妇女。
In verse 25, we see four women mentioned.
但是23节24节提到四个兵丁。
And in verses 23 and 24 we'll mention four soldiers.
同样是四个人。
The same four people.
但中间却有很大的不同。
Two groups of four people, but there's so much difference between them.
这四个妇女里面有三个是玛利亚。
Three of the women were named Mary.
我们一个一个来看。
Let's look at each one of them.
第一位妇女是耶稣的母亲。
First woman was the mother of Jesus.
你可以想象他这时候的心情。
You can imagine how she felt then.
你还记得让约瑟跟玛利亚带着耶稣第一次去圣殿。
You remember Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple the first time.
然后我们今天的话。
In our words today.
要为耶稣举行一个婴儿奉献。
To dedicate Jesus.
他们碰到一个非常敬虔的老人。
They met a very godly old man.
叫做西便。
Named Simeon.
他怎么对玛利亚说话呢？
What did he say to Mary?
那我们看路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 2.
34节。
Verse 34.
路加福音第二章34节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34.
34-35节。
Verses 34-35。
西面给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：“这孩子被立，是要叫以色列人中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。”我想这时候玛利亚的心的确是被刀刺透。
I think at that time the heart of Mary was indeed pierced by the sword.
我们看第二位妇女。
Let's look at a second woman.
圣经说她母亲的姐妹。
The Bible says it's his mother's sister.
其他的福音书告诉我们说这个姐妹就是撒罗米。
The other gospels tell us that her name was Salome.
谁是撒罗米？
Who was Salome?
他是耶稣的门徒当中有一对是兄弟的。
In the Jesus disciples, there was two of them who were brothers.
一个叫雅各，一个叫约翰。
One was John and the other James.
他们是西比泰的儿子。
They were son of Zebedee.
撒罗米就是西比泰的妻子。
Salome was the wife of Zebedee.
也就是约翰跟雅各的妈妈。
And she was the mother of James and John.
她跟玛利亚是姐妹。
She was a sister of Mary, Jesus' mother.
第三个妇女。
The third woman.
并哥罗巴的妻子。
The wife of Clopas.
哥罗巴的妻子是使徒里面一个叫小雅各的妈妈。
She was the mother of the little James in the Bible.
第四个妇女。
I'm the fourth woman.
摩大拉的玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
她和耶稣有特别的关系。
She had special relationship with Jesus.
我们看一下路加福音八章二节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 8 verse 2.
路加福音八章二节。
Gospel of Luke chapter 8 verse 2.
还有被恶鬼所缚、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女，内中有称为摩大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。耶稣在她身上曾经行过神迹。
Jesus performed miracle on Mary Magdalene.
身上洁净那些不干净的灵。
To cleanse the unclean spirit.
摩大拉玛利亚就开始忠心的侍奉耶稣。
And after that, Mary Magdalene started to serve faithfully.
25节说这四个妇女站在耶稣十字架的旁边。
Verse 25 told us that these four women standing beside the cross.
所以他们可以听见耶稣要讲的话。
So they could hear what Jesus was going to say.
26节前半边。
First part of verse 26.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边。
And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby,
约翰是唯一的一个门徒站在十字架下的。
John was the only disciple of Jesus standing beside the cross.
其他门徒就全部跑掉了。
The other disciples fled.
赶快躲起来，不敢露面。
They hid themselves, they did not want to show their face.
约翰一个人的在场。
John was the only one present.
也得到神的祝福。
And therefore he was blessed by God.
他和耶稣之间的关系就更深一层了。
He had a more intimate relationship with Jesus.
这是其他的使徒们没有 的福气。
It's a blessing that the other disciples did not have.
圣经说，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子；又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此，那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
The Bible says, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son."And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own household.
使徒约翰成为玛利亚的养子。
This disciple John became the adopted son of Mary.
玛利亚也成为约翰的母亲了。
And Mary became John's mother.
这个对约翰来讲是非常一件荣幸的事情。
This is such an honorable honor for John.
他代替了耶稣的位置。
He took Jesus' place.
他成为玛利亚的养子。
To become Jesus' adopted son.
从那时候，他就接玛利亚到家里去住。
And from that hour, he took Mary into his own household.
我可以稍微想象他们两个人以后生活的情形。
I can imagine for a little bit that their lives after that.
玛利亚有人照顾。
Mary had somebody to take care of her.
特别年纪大的时候。
Especially in her old age.
但约翰呢？
And for John,
却有这位在神前蒙恩的女人一起住。
She had this woman who was favored by God to be living in his household.
约翰在以后的侍奉里面。
And in John's later ministries,
有玛利亚可以鼓励他。
Mary could encourage him.
玛利亚可以教导他更认识神。
She could teach him to know God more.
玛利亚可以帮助他更了解神的真理。
Mary could help him to know more of God's truth.
并且玛利亚可以为他祷告。
And also Mary could pray for him.
这对他们两个人都是神额外的祝福。
So to both of them, there's extra blessings from God.
弟兄姊妹们，这里让我们看见一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we see one thing here.
当我们的主啊，身心交瘁的时候，
When our Lord was devastated, physically,
他仍然没有忘记属于他的人。
He did not forget those who belonged to him.
他要他们被照顾。
He took care of them.
他就这样的爱属于他的人。
That's how he loved those who belonged to him.
难怪约翰以前讲过一句话。
No wonder Paul's, John said something previously.
请我们看十三章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 1.
十三章第一节。
John 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己理事归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底呀。
Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come that he should depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
耶稣的确爱他们到底。
The Lord Jesus indeed loved them to the end.
他快去世之前仍然关心他们的需要。
Before he left the world, he still cared for their needs.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我相信你我是属于神的人。
I believe we belong to God.
神也会这样一个爱我们爱到底。
And God in the same way will love us to the end.
永不会改变的。
He will never change.
也永远不会停止的。
And he will never stop.
这边我也看到另外一个功课。
Here I see another lesson.
在约翰的身上看到的。
In John, this lessons I see from John.
主对我们照顾的方式。
The way the Lord takes care of us.
不见得像我们所想象。
May not be the same as we think.
主对我们照顾的方式。
The way he cares for us.
可能是给个更多的责任。
Maybe to give us more responsibilities.
更多的负担。
To more burdens.
我们常常会这么想。
Sometimes we think this way.
如果我很爱主的话。
If I love the Lord,
那我就不会什么事情需要做了。
Then I don't need to do too many things.
神也不会再叫我们做什么事情。
And God won't demand too much of me.
我们的负担就越来越少。
Our burdens will be less and less.
但事实上却常常不这样。
But actually it's not quite that way.
如果我们更爱耶稣。
If we love the Jesus.
他会用我们对他的爱。
He'll use our love for him.
为他做更多的事情。
Do more things for him.
给我们更大的负担。
To give us more burdens.
让我们能更成熟。
So that we can be more mature.
耶稣对约翰的照顾。
The care of Jesus for John.
他的表现是约翰为一个工作一个负担要你做。
It's manifested in giving John more burdens and more work.
表面上看起来是个负担。
On the surface looks like a burden.
但暗地里是个祝福。
But yet it's a blessing in disguise.
约翰与这位蒙恩的女子住在一起。
John has this favored woman living in his house.
特别是在神面前蒙恩的女子。
Especially favored by God.
这个福气只有从天上来的。
This blessing can only come from heaven.
我们看第四点。
Let's look at a fourth point.
成了。
It is finished.
这是二十八节到三十节。
From verses 28 to 30.
二十八节说这是以后。耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
After this, Jesus knowing that all things had already been accomplished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I am thirsty.
换句话说，耶稣知道起码一件事情没有完。
In other words, Jesus knew there's one thing that needs to be finished.
请记住，在这段事之前。
Please remember before this.
曾经有人要拿酒给耶稣喝。
Somebody wanted to give Jesus sour wine to drink.
耶稣不肯喝。
But he refused it.
我们看一下马太福音二十七章三十四节。
Let's look at Matthew 27 verse 34.
马太二十七章三十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 34.
马太二十七章三四节，兵丁拿苦胆调和的酒给耶稣喝，他馋了就不肯喝。
They gave him wine to drink mingled with gall, and after tasting it, he was unwilling to drink.
这种用苦胆调和的酒有一个功用。
The function of the wine that's mingled with gall is
有麻醉的功用。
Is anesthetic.
可以减轻被钉十字、钉子钉进去的痛苦。
Could lessen the pain of the nails being pounded in.
如果那个犯人喝的这种酒。
After the criminal took this kind of wine,
他就比较不会挣扎了。
He would not struggle as much.
但是耶稣却拒绝。
And yet Jesus refused it.
因为他要百分之百的经历神为他所准备的那个苦杯啊。
Because he wants to experience 100% this cup that God has prepared for him.
但到了约翰福音十九章。
And so, but in John chapter 19,
耶稣一说我渴了。
Jesus said, I'm thirsty.
因为他要应验圣经上的一句话。
Because he wanted to fulfill a saying in the scriptures.
我们看一下诗篇六十九篇二十一节。
Let's look at Psalm 69 verse 21.
诗篇六十九篇二十一节。
Psalm 69 verse 21.
他们拿苦胆给我当食物，我渴了，他们拿醋给我喝。
They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink.
苦胆的酒耶稣没有喝。
Wine with gall, Jesus refused.
但是这个醋呢，耶稣却喝了。
But this vinegar, Jesus.
因为要应验圣经上的话。
To fulfill the words of the scripture.
我们看到二十九节。
Let's go back to verse 29.
有一个器皿盛满的醋放在那里，他们就拿海龙沾满的醋绑在牛膝草上送到他口。耶稣馋了，醋就说成了。
A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished."
请注意，我们和合本的翻译是用成了。
Please pay attention that in Chinese translation it says it is finished.
而不是完了。
It did not say.It's at the end.
Okay, 这是中间稍微一点差别。
There's a difference between the two.
耶稣在这边说完成了。
Jesus said it is finished.
然后便低头将灵魂交付神了。
He bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
究竟耶稣完成了哪几件事？
What did Jesus finish?
如果他成了，完成哪几件事？
If he said it's finished, what things did he finish?
起码有四件事情。
There are at least four things.
第一件事情。
First.
他身体的痛苦停止了。
His physical pain ended, is finished.
他不再渴了。
He is not no longer thirsty.
人也不能再这个吐口水在他身上。
People cannot spit on him anymore.
人也不能再鞭打他了。
They cannot whip him anymore.
痛苦停止了。
Pain is finished.
第二呢？
Secondly,
他的工作完成了。
His work is finished.
我们看四章三十四节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 34.
四章三十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 34.
耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。”
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
第三个耶稣完成的。
The third thing Jesus finished.
如果他第一次来到世界上的预言都已经应验了。
If the prophecies of the first coming were fulfilled,
那弟兄姐妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们可以肯定他第二次要来的预言也会完全的应验。
We can be sure that the prophecies concerning his second coming will be fulfilled also.
第四个完成的
the fourth finished,
可能也是最要紧的
and maybe it's the most important of all.
是这个赎罪的计划被完成
and that this redemptive plan has finished.
无罪的代替有罪的了。
The one who is sinless will take the place of the sinner.
义的代替不义的。
And the righteous for the unrighteous.
成了这个字。
The word finished.
希腊文只有一个字哈。
It's one word in Greek.
叫 tetelesta, lastai. 这个字我们今天你我都不熟悉。
It's an unfamiliar word to us today.
在当时的人大家都熟悉这个字。
But it's very familiar to people of those days.
他们当时日常生活上都会碰到的。
And that's the word that they'll meet every day.
比如说。
For example.
当一个主人交代仆人去做一件事情。
When a master tells his servant to do one thing.
仆人做完事情。
And after he's done.
向主人报告的时候。
The servant will come back to report to the master.
便说成了。
He will say it is finished.
耶稣也用过这句话。
And Jesus used the same words.
我们看17章第4节。
Let's look at chapter 17 verse 4.
17章第4节。
Chapter 17 verse 4.
我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已成全了。Tetelestai.
I glorify thee on the earth.Having accomplished the work which thou hast given me is the same as finished.
第二个例子呢?
The second example,
当一位祭司,
when a priest,
他检查一只动物,
when he examines an animal,
他发现这个动物都没有残缺,
when he discovered there's no blemish in the animal,
完全的美丽,
is perfect,
可以来献祭给神用,
and can be used to as a sacrifice to God.
便说这只动物成了,
he will declare this animal is finished.
耶稣是神为我们所预备的羔羊。
Jesus is the Lamb of God.
第三个例子。
The third example.
当一个作家写完一篇文章。
When an author finishes his writing.
或一个画家画一个图案。
Or a painter finishes his painting.
画完以后。
After the painting.
他们便说成了。
They will say it is finished.
同样的，耶稣在十字架上。
In the same way, Jesus while on the cross,
他完成了历世历代以来神所要写的东西。
He's accomplished what God started throughout the ages.
神所要画的图案。
The picture God wanted to paint.
因为有这个十字架。
Because of the cross.
我们的图案完成了。
This painting is finished.
我们对旧约许多东西可以了解了。
And we can understand many things in the Old Testament.
但第四个应用。
But the fourth application.
可能也是最宝贝的应用。
Maybe the most precious of them all.
是在商业的上。
Is in a commercial area.
当一个商人。
When a businessman
将他的欠债全部付清以后
repays all his debts,
他会很高兴地说
he will happily say,
成了
it is finished.
耶稣死在十字架的时候
Jesus, when he died on the cross,
他完全满足神圣洁的要求
he completely satisfies the holy demands of God.
他将我们所欠罪的债务完全付清了
he repaid all the debts for our sins.
难怪他可以说成了
No wonder he could say it is finished.
弟兄姐妹们，旧约里面动物的血啊。
Brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, the blood of animals.
只能遮盖人的罪。
Could only cover man's sins.
但耶稣的血。
But Jesus' blood.
才能将人的罪除掉。
Can remove the sin of man.
难怪约翰在约翰福音一章二十九节这么说。
No wonder John in chapter 1.Verse 29,
我们看一下
Let's look at John
约翰福音一章二十九节
Verse 29
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里就说看啊神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world
旧约里动物的血只能暂时的遮盖
In the Old Testament, the blood of animals can cover temporarily.
一直到耶稣来了，他的血才能够把你的罪去掉、除掉。
Until Jesus came, His blood is able to take away the sin of the world.
因为这个救恩的计划完成了。
Because this Old Testament plan has been accomplished.
有一个故事说到有一个青年人。
There's a story about a young man.
他很非常的骄傲。
It's very arrogant.
他有一次去拜访一个出名的传道人。
Once he visited a very famous pastor.
那个人叫 Alexander Wooten.
That's his name.
他问Pastor Wooten.
He asked Pastor Wooten.
我应该做什么才能得救?
What can I do to be saved?
Wooten 回答。
Wooten replied.
太迟了。
It's too late.
Wooten 讲完以后又继续在做他的工作。
After saying that, Wooten continued with his work.
这个青年呢有点紧张起来了。
So this young man became a little bit nervous.
他又问他说
And so continued to ask.
你的意思是要说我的让我得救太迟了。
said, do you mean that it's too late for me to be saved?
然后他又问,
and he continued to ask,
没有一件事情我可以做吗?
Is there nothing I can do?
吴等回答说,
Wooten replied,
太晚了,
too late,
已经被完成了,
it's already been done,
你唯一可做的,
the only thing you can do,
就是悔改跟相信他,
is to repent and believe him.
我们当中也许有慕道的朋友们。
Maybe we have seekers among us.
神的救赎工作已经完成了。
The salvation work of God is finished.
没有什么你还需要做。
There's nothing you can do.
也没有什么你可以加添什么。
There's, you cannot add anything to it.
救恩不是神人合作。
Salvation is not the, cooperative effort between God and man.
不是神做一些或做大部分的事。
It's not like having God doing the most of it.
而我做一些我做少部分的事。
Or I do my part, maybe just a minor part.
救恩的工作已经完成。
Salvation has been finished.
神只要我们用信心来接受它。
God only wants us to receive it with faith.
耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
不是一件偶然的事。
It's not something just happened.
也不是耶稣他无能为力，他说非去不可。
And it did not show that he was the helpless victim.
耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus' crucifixion.
因为有关他的预言要被应验。
Because he was crucified because the prophecies concerning him had to be fulfilled.
有关他的位置要被正式的宣告出来。
And his position needs to be announced.
属于他的人他会得到照顾。
And those who belong to him will be cared for.
他爱他们到底。
He loves them to the end.
然后他救恩的计划要被完成。
And also his redemptive plan has to be finished.
你要得救的话你不能做什么。
If you want to be saved, there's nothing you can do.
你不能在他所完成的工作上再做什么。
You cannot get add anything to this finished.
唯一能够做的就是悔改跟相信。
The only thing you can do is to repent and believe.
我们当中许多人已经属于神。
Today among us, there are many who belong to God.
我们说我们相信耶稣。
We say we believe in Jesus.
你会不会说，那是不是我也跟以前一样，我现在也不能做什么？
Maybe, do you say, well, can I just live as before? There's nothing I can do.
我也跟以前一样，我不需要做什么。
And just like before, I don't need to do anything.
绝对不行的。
That is absolutely no.
你还记得保罗的例子吗？
Remember Paul's example.
当他去大马色的路上。
When he was on the way to Damascus.
主向他显现。
The Lord appeared to him.
保罗问主说啊。
Paul asked the Lord,
主啊，你要我做什么？
Lord, what do you want me to do?
主回答说，
The Lord replied,
你要在外邦人和君王和以色列人面前，
you will be before the Gentiles, the king and the Israelites,
宣扬我的名，
proclaim my name.
哦，这是一个很大的工作。
This is a very big job.
这个工作不见得是要你做，要我做。
This may not be God's job for you or for me.
但我们每个人都有一个工作要做。
But all of us has a job to do.
只要神把我们摆在这个世界上。
If God puts us on this earth.
只要神还没有接我们回天家。
If he has not taken us back to heaven.
我们每个人都有工作要做。
All of us has a job to do.
我们工作的时候有时候会失望。
Sometimes in our jobs we might be disappointed.
有时候会有痛苦。
Maybe we suffer.
有时候会被伤害。
Sometimes we may be hurt.
但我们不能放弃。
But we cannot give up.
我们需要继续。
We need to continue.
一直到我们快见主面的时候，我们希望能够像保罗所说的。
Until before, right before we see the Lord, we can say as Paul did.
那我们看最后一段经文。
Let's look at last verse from the Bible.
提摩太后书。
Second Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第七节到第八节。
Verses 7-8.
提摩太后书第四章第七节到第八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verses 7-8.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。守信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
I fought the good fight, I finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
教会出名的史布正牧师。
There's a famous church pastor.
到了晚年的时候。
In his later years.
可能是正好读到这个圣经节。
Maybe he was just reading the verses which.
他有这样的话勉励他自己，跟勉励所有的基督徒。
And he used the words to encourage himself and also Christians.
我用这句话来彼此勉励。
And I want to use his words to encourage each other.
史穆真这么说。
Spurgeon said this.
只要在我们身上有气息。
As long as there's breath in our bodies,
让我们侍奉基督。
Let us serve Christ.
只要我们能思想。
As long as we can think.
只要我们能讲话。
As long as we can speak.
只要我们能工作。
As long as we can work.
让我们侍奉他。
Let us serve him.
让我们用最后一口气侍奉他。
Let us serve him with our last gasp.
并且如果可能。
And if it is possible.
让我们进行一些工作。
Let us try to set some work going.
在我们去世以后。
That will, when we are dead and gone.
这个工作将继续的荣耀他。
That will glorify him.
那么祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们满心的赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you with all our hearts.
你不只是诞生在这个圣诞节的时候。
Not only were you born during Christmas.
你还要走上十字架。
You still went up to the cross.
你为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
You became the propitiation for our sins.
你又这样的爱我们。
And you love us so much.
爱我们到底。
Love us to the end.
让我们能够回应像史布真的话。
Let us respond with the words of Spurgeon.
只要我们有一口气。
As long as we have breath in us.
我们就继续的侍奉你。
We will continue to serve you.
我们这样祷告感谢。
We pray with thanksgiving.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
The Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 于师母跟我一月一号开车 下去 Dallas.
Mrs. Yi and I will drive down to Dallas on January 1st.
这是我们最后一次的讲道。
This will be my last sermon.
那么谢谢神的过去六年半的时间。
I thank God for the past 6.5 years.
有机会在这边跟弟兄姐妹一起侍奉他。
To serve God together for this opportunity.
是不容易离开这个地方。
It's not easy to leave this place.
过去几天几个礼拜，我们想到什么话可以在走前再鼓励大家。
In the past days, we were thinking what kind.Of words we should say to brothers and sisters to encourage you.
我们想来想去，还是想到上次跟大家讲的那一段话。
After much thinking, we still want to talk to you about a saying from the scriptures that we mentioned before.
这段话是在《使徒行传》二十章。
This is taken from Acts chapter 20.
17-38.
Verses 17-38.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
17-28.
Verses
38.
Verses 17-38.
今天我没有打算 要仔细的解释。
I do not plan to explain this in detail.
但是我看到这段以后里面有 三个大点。
But I see three main points in this passage.
第一点是在20节里面。
It's taken from verse 20.
跟27节。
And verse 27.
保罗也提到说他过去是怎么样的教导以弗所的教会。
Paul mentioned here how he taught the church of Ephesians.
与你们有异的他没有一样必为不讲的。
He did not shrink from declaring to them anything that was profitable to them.
我没有像保罗这样。
And I,
我没有完全像保罗。
I was not completely like Paul.
有时候讲的话用的字不太好。
Sometimes the things I say, maybe I didn't use the right words.
有时候用的语气不太好。
Maybe my voice wasn't right.
但是目的仍然是希望对大家有利的，没有一样必为不讲。
But the intention was that if it's profitable to you, I did not shrink from declaring.
第二大段是28节开始。
The second main point is from verse 27.
保罗警告说会有危险来到。
And Paul warned that there will be dangers.
在他离开以后。
After he left.
我也同样的提醒弟兄姐妹们。
And in the same way, I want to remind brothers and sisters.
第三段呢。
The third main point.
应该是32节。
Should be verse 32.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，
叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
保罗相信说神的话语有力量。
Paul believed that God's word is powerful.
这个话语能够这个祝福带领保护以弗所的教会弟兄姐妹。
His word is able to bless, to keep, and to protect them.
他很爱以弗所的弟兄姐妹。
He loved the brothers and sisters in Ephesus.
我愿意把这句话来同样的给MNCC 的弟兄姐妹。
So in the same way, I want to give this verse to brothers and sisters in MNCC.
神的道能够建立你们。
The word of grace is able to build you up.
你要让神的话能够建立的话。
If you allow God's word to build you up,
我鼓励你三件事情。
I encourage you three things.
你要明白它。
You have to understand it.
花时间去了解它。
Spend time to understand it.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
接受它。
Accept it.
不要说这是过时的东西。
Don't say this is out of date.
不要说这跟今天的世界潮流不一样。
Don't say that this is against today's cultures.
但第三件事同样的要紧。
And thirdly, equally as important.
遵守它。
Obey it.
把它行出来。
To work it out.
不要让神的道就停留在脑子上。
Don't allow God's word to stay only in your mind.
让神的道进入你的生命。
Let God's word enter your life.
就在你行出来的时候。
And as you work it out,
我们相信神会这样的爱弟兄姐妹。
I believe God loves brothers and sisters this way.
因为圣经告诉我他一定爱到底。
Because Bible tells us he loves us to the end.
我们也求神这样的爱弟兄姐妹。
And that we ask God to love brothers and sisters this way.
当你紧紧抓住神的话语。
As you lay hold on his word.
你自己的生命有力量。
Your life will have power.
你能成为别人的帮助。
And you can become help for other people.
你也能看出哪一些是危险的事。
And you can discern what is danger.
谢谢过去六年半的时间。
Thank you for the past six and a half years.
以师母和我在这边有机会侍奉你们。
For the opportunity for Mrs. Yi and myself to serve you.
谢谢牧师的教导。
Thank you, Pastor.